Our really main involvement was in founding the Jewish Community Center. We were on a mission trip to Israel in, I'm thinking it was 1983 or 1984, and we were paired, people from Ann Arbor paired with a community in Connecticut. And do you remember what, where they were, was it Hartford?
Yes.
Okay. And they were about the size of Ann Arbor, and the people on this trip were talking about their Jewish Community Center. And we were thinking, well, why can't we do that in Ann Arbor? And so when we got home, we started to put things in motion to create a Jewish Community Center, first intending to have what they would call a center without walls, where we would just rent rooms or something to have meetings, to do things. But when the Jewish nursery school had to leave Hillel, the Hillel building, where they, it was Beth Israel Nursery School, but it was meeting in Hillel, which actually was where Beth Israel was meeting at the time. And they needed, Hillel needed the space, so we had to vacate. And Irv Smokler was able to get us, let us use a building of his on East Stadium. And that, so our center without walls became a center with a building. And we started by what we called our breakfast club, which would meet on Sunday mornings frequently to plan.
I hate to interrupt you, and we're going to let out our little secret. What? We met on Shabbat.
We met on Shabbat. Okay, it was Saturday mornings. Okay.
But we didn't talk about that.
Okay. And it was Chuck and I, my brother Mel Muscovitz, Irv Smokler, Herb Amster, Mike Levine, and Larry Smith would meet, Reuben Bergman would meet quite frequently to get things moving. I'm going to let you take on from there.
Sure. I'm going to elaborate and maybe add some other things to the timeline. Going back to the mission trip where we first had the idea that Ann Arbor could use a Jewish community center, unlike Sharon, I didn't have any Jewish friends growing up. I was the only Jewish kid in my graduating class at Wayne Memorial High School, and that was a class of several hundred students. So this Jewish identity came a little bit later to me, and that, as I said, was triggered primarily by the 1967 war. And while we were on this trip, we had a number of lecturers, which is common on a mission trip, one of whom was an economist and pointed out the importance of keeping our local Jewish community strong, because that for all the good that our philanthropy did in Israel, the government aid from the U.S. government was critically important. So it was very important that the Jewish communities in the United States be strong as well. And a little bit about the history of the Jewish community in Ann Arbor, at least from my perspective, and that is there was a lot of discrimination in Ann Arbor, if one goes back far enough. In fact, I was a little surprised to find out even in 1958 when I was a freshman, there was a quota of only two Jewish professors in the law school. And as a consequence, the organized Jewish community, again, in my opinion, kept a very low profile in Ann Arbor, and its philanthropy went towards supporting Israel. It was with enormous difficulty that our local community fundraising organization, at that point called the United Jewish Appeal, agreed to keep 10% of the money it raised in Ann Arbor for local needs to develop the community. And of that 10%, they counted the scholarships for Jewish youth to go to Israel. So the idea of diverting funds from overseas philanthropy, I knew was going to be very challenging. And indeed, the old Jewish Community Council, I was treasurer of that. I think I was treasurer of most of the Jewish organizations at one point in my career, did a survey to see what it was that the community needed. And in damn near last place was a central meeting place. So I knew it wasn't going to be easy for the established organizations, which again, showing my prejudice, and bias was dominated by academics who are often good-hearted and very accomplished talkers, and that as a businessman, by that time I was in business for myself, I would find the emphasis on talking as opposed to doing frustrating. And I knew that we would never get approval to do a Jewish community center by going through the established communal organizations. The strategy, therefore, was to meet initially individually and privately with the major funders of the community to get their approval for having a Jewish community center. Once that was obtained, it went to the rabbis, Rabbi Kensky and Rabbi Levy, who also generously and enthusiastically supported the concept of a community center, even though their lay leadership was very much not in favor of it at that time. The not uncommon refrain we heard was, there's only so many resources in this community, financial and leadership, and you're just going to dilute it. Well, Sharon and I had a bigger vision, as did the people who we attracted, which was we were going to bake a bigger pie, which I am thrilled to say that not only has the community center been a tremendous success in its own right, as we rather anticipated, it turned out to be a feeder where marginally identified Jewish couples could enter the Jewish community, typically through their children in the nursery school. And the subsequent leadership of the Jewish community, to a very large extent, came from couples who enrolled their kids in the early learning center, in the nursery school, became involved in the leadership of that, and then graduated up. So we're going to take a tiny bit of credit here for the blossoming of the Jewish community in Ann Arbor and making a transition from one dominated by the academics who were sending all their money to Israel to something that has a larger vision.